Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Congratulations to Justin Allen. Congratulations, sir. Way to go, the big winner. Air tickets, the Clint Black concert, and we got a lot more. Shut up. I got a lot more
coming up for you as well. Wait a minute. We're still getting phone calls here. Big Willie 105. Okay, I guess not. All right, well, Justin Allen's the big winner and got all his information and sent it off to the powers that be here at the radio station, so we'll get a pair of tickets out to him. Clint Black concert. And again, I thank all the people who participated, and you have another chance to win this morning right here on Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Again, Clint Black is going to be coming to the Capitol Theater Thursday, April 23. Tickets go on sale this Friday at the West Banco box office and online at etix.com. But I have another pair of tickets for you to win. Clint Black concert here on Big Willie 105.5, and that's going to be in today's show. Between now and Dimitri Graffiti, at some point in there. So your chance to win is just minutes away. All right, thanks so much for joining us. I just dropped my red Sharpie here. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks to all the people who participated in the contest. My God, we have a lot of listeners. Jesus, that's just great, really great. All right, so let's do this Belmont Buzz thing.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
The village of Shadyside seems to have some sort of an issue. She seems to be at the epicenter of all of this. Everything seems to be revolving around this village administrator who apparently is not even a village administrator. I say apparently because I don't know, but it's based on everything that I've read and everything I've heard. She's a real estate agent, and she sells in West Virginia. She may sell in Ohio also. That I don't know. But and her background is like in food nutrition or something like that. Anyway, so somehow, and I've got my suspicions, and I have a lot of people who are whispering in my ears, somehow she becomes the village administrator of the village of Shadyside. And gorgeous, drop-dead, hot blonde gorgeous. No question about this. And that might be the key to all of this, all of these problems in Shadyside. So here's the story, written by Gage Voda, Times Leader, one of the newspapers. Again, fair's fair. A lot of times I trash the newspapers because, well, they deserve it. But when I do a story that I found, this is their work, then I absolutely give them all the credit for that. And I give all the credit to Gage Voda and the Times Leader because this is the story that I'm working off of, so you need to know that. All right, Shadyside Council clashes with residents over transparency again. And it's really amazing. This tiny little village, lovely, charming little village. The Loop is wonderful. I think the Loop is just great. I really do. But they're having all these problems trying to govern themselves, and at the heart of it seems to be this hot blonde that has some weird connection with a lot of these guys somehow. It's almost as if she has these old fools wrapped around her little finger. I can't say that for sure because I don't have smoking gun evidence, but man, it sure looks like it. It really does. God almighty. All right, so here's the story. Despite months of public outcry for transparency, which is true, by the way, village council again went behind closed doors for an hour on Monday. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, what could they possibly be talking about for an hour for the village of Shadyside? An hour? What could be so important? I've got to believe it's this Erica Tamborin. Nothing else makes any sense. All right, so 30 minutes into its regular scheduled meeting Monday evening, Councilman Brandon Parr made a motion for council. Oh, I wonder if he's related to D. I don't know. Motion for council to go into executive session to discuss the security of a public office. The village of Shadyside, the security of a public office. What the hell does that even mean? Included in the session with council were Mayor Robert Newhart, not to be confused with Bob Newhart, the comic who I think is dead, but I'm not sure. Law Director Kelly Coder, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Village Administrator Erica Tamborin, that's the hot blonde, and lawyer Pat Cassidy of the Cassidy Law Firm in Wheeling. Now, here's the other thing that's so weird about this. To me, you have a law director this Kelly Coder or Couture. Again, apologies. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. But you also have another lawyer, Pat Cassidy. So my question is, are the taxpayers of the village of Shadyside paying for both of these guys or both people? I don't know. Why do you need two? The village of Shadyside, why do you need two lawyers? Why do you need even one lawyer? Anyway, Councilman Sam Carpino objected to the private session. He said he believes he's being targeted by Tamborin and that he is tired of dealing with the secretive nature of council going behind closed doors. Now, if I'm the reporter, to me, this is a big red smoking gun, a big red flag and a smoking gun. A big red flag and smoking gun. You wouldn't want a big red smoking gun. That's stupid. Even by Dimitri standards, that's stupid. Here's what he says. Village of Shadyside councilman. This is all the Belmont buzz. Sam Carpino objected to the private session. Okay. He said he believes he's being targeted by Erica Tamborin, the hot blonde administrator, and that he is tired of dealing with the secretive nature of counsel going behind closed doors. Now, if you're a reporter, what is your follow-up question? It's hiding in plain sight. You have a councilman saying that the administrator is targeting him. Well, don't you follow up and say, why do you say this? What is your evidence? You know, what makes you think that Erica Tamborin is targeting you? I mean, this is how you do journalism. But there's no mention of that here. Next graph. Councilman Robert Bushwhacker Gorrell, Bushwhacker apparently is a nickname because it's in quotes, asked how the executive session could happen when Erica Tamborin wasn't present at the meeting. So here's a councilman saying, okay, going to executive session, where's Erica Tamborin? She's the administrator. Then Bushwhacker was informed by Bob Newhart that Tamborin would be in attendance for the closed-door session. So if I'm reading this right, she's nowhere to be seen. The councilman doesn't even know where she is. She's the administrator, but somehow she'll pop in for the closed-door session. Was she hiding in the back? Why isn't the administrator there for the whole thing? They're paying her tens of thousands of dollars a year. 40, 50, God only knows what she's getting out of these guys now. Council decided to enter executive session, but Carpino decided to exclude himself from that session. Doesn't say why. In December 2024, Carpino was the subject of a criminal investigation stemming from the purchase of a tractor owned by a public board. The allegation of wrongdoing against Carpino originally came to light when a village employee was reviewing finance records and noticed the sale. Okay. Belmont County Prosecutor Kevin Flanagan, a nice guy, I like him, previously said criminal charges were never filed against Carpino, but his office has not declined the possibility of filing charges. Now, here's the next thing that's so weird that causes me to think that there's something really weird going on here with this hot blonde and these pathetic men on council. Erica Tamborin, who's getting paid tens of thousands of dollars a year to be an administrator for Shadyside, and God only knows what she does if she's ever there. Tamborin has been absent from council meetings for months due to former Shadyside Village Council member Nick Ferrelli being accused of stalking her. In August, Ferrelli accepted a plea agreement in which he pleaded guilty to one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. So that's her excuse for not showing up for months for council meetings? Well, did she give up her pay? There's no mention of that in this story. My guess is she kept every dime of taxpayer money from the people of Shadyside. And Nick Ferrelli is stalking her? Gee, you don't suppose there could be a lot more to that story? Former councilman, hot blonde, somehow she ends up as administrator. Now she's accusing him of stalking her. Do you think there's a little bit more going on there? I'm just getting that vibe. The rest of the story. After council returned from the hour-long session, Tamborin was gone. She could not be reached for comment. My guess is she could be easily reached if you just said that you were a buyer or a seller for any kind of real estate. I think it'd be pretty easy to reach her. Leave messages, text messages, voicemail. So the councilman doesn't even know she's there, and yet somehow she miraculously appears in the executive session, and then she's gone. What's her excuse now? Because Ferrelli pleaded guilty to one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. So what's Erica's excuse now? Resident Richard Parker asked council when it will make a decision to end the turmoil in the village. Kelly Couture, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Again, my apologies. I don't know how it's pronounced. The legal person for the city, or for the village, said that she and council cannot speak about the matter publicly because it is still an active court case. And yet, Ferrelli interjected saying that his court case is over. And then the legal counsel replied that she and council are doing their best to address the matter, but unfortunately cannot make any comments currently. What the hell does that even mean? And again, it sure seems as if it's this Erica Tamburin. Because Ferrelli pleaded guilty to one kind of disorderly conduct. She apparently was accusing him of stalking her. We don't know the backstory with these two, if there is one. I suspect there is because he was on council and she ends up somehow becoming the administrator, this real estate agent. Did I mention she's a hot blonde? So you got the village now telling the people, the legal counsel saying they can't make any comments about this and they're doing their best to address the matter. What matter? He pleaded guilty. What matter? Ferrelli also spoke during the meeting's open public forum. He said he believes the village will run more efficiently after the upcoming mayoral election in November. Well, I would hope so. I'm sure it could not run any less efficiently. He said that regardless of he or council member Mike Mintel, who Ferrelli is running against, becomes the village new mayor. He told council that he didn't need any of the council members to respond, but asked if its members believe council has been more or less effective since he stepped down in 2023. So you've got a councilman here, and that's pretty much the end of the story. And I'm truncating it because, you know, for the sake of radio and the time limits and all that. But essentially, that's the story. You can read the whole story in the Times later. So we don't know what Councilman Sam Carpino is saying, that he's being targeted, present tense, by Erica Tamburin, the hot blonde administrator. There's no mention of that. What is she allegedly doing, if anything? This whole thing with Ferrelli, what's the backstory there? I still want to know how she ever got elected to be the administrator for the village of Shadyside. Based on everything I could find with her history, the biggest thing that stands out in her history, at least during my searches, and I stress I'm certainly not an expert at this, but all the court cases that she's been involved in over the years. If you do a search for different court cases for an Erica Tamburin, it's unbelievable. She could be keeping lawyers employed for like the last two decades. I don't know how one woman could generate that much activity in the court systems. I really don't know. There's something else going on here. And it does seem as if these guys are terrified of this Erica Tamburin. Maybe they have good reason to be. Maybe they're afraid she might sue them. I'm just speculating. Clearly, I don't know. But if she is willing to press charges against a councilman claiming that he is stalking her, and he ends up pleading guilty, well, I mean, she's no stranger to a courthouse, let me tell you. She is no stranger to lawyers two judges, two juries. She is, Erica Tamron is no stranger to any of this. Let me tell you. Look it up yourself if you don't believe me. And yet somehow they vote her to be the administrator for the village of Shadyside. Does not show up for months. Her excuse is that this Finelli guy is stalking her. Okay, he pleads guilty, and then she still buzzes out after the executive session. And they let her get away with all of this. Either she has something on these guys, the village council, or she has them wrapped around her little finger. But I'm telling you, if you live in the village of Shadyside, you deserve so much better than this. And everyone deserves answers. They really do.